All right, let's get started. So today, our title of our devotional is called How to Be Wise in Relationships. And our verse is Proverbs 20:3. Any fool can start arguments, but the honorable thing is to stay out of them. So wise people are peacemakers, not troublemakers. Wise people don't carry a chip on their shoulder. They're not always looking for a fight, and they don't intentionally antagonize other people. You know, the fact is, you know, if we're around someone for any length of time, we figure out what buttons to push. We figure out what irritates that person. And we've got, you know, we might file that information, you know, away in the back of our mind as a tool to use when we get in an argument with that person. You know, when that person says something that hurts, offends, or slights us in any way, we reach back into that memory bank and we pull out that information and we use it against them. You know, we push the hot button and it works every time. You know what the Bible calls this kind of behavior? Stupid. It doesn't get you any closer to resolution or help your relationship. In fact, it hurts your relationship, and it's just not wise. So again, our Proverb 20, chapter 3 says, any fool can start arguments. The honorable thing is to stay out of them. You know, from time to time, we all use counterproductive strategies in relationships. They're hurtful, they're harmful, and they usually don't get you what you want. But when we lack wisdom, we use them anyway. You know, here are just a few counterproductive strategies that we have all used, including me. Comparing. You know, never compare your wife, your husband, your kids, your boss, or anyone else, because each person is unique. And comparing only antagonizes anger. Condemning. When you start laying on guilt in a relationship, you get the opposite of what you expect. It doesn't work, and it's foolish. Contradicting. William James, the famous psychologist, said, wisdom is the art of knowing what to overlook. Let me read that again. Wisdom is the art of knowing what to overlook. Some things just aren't worth your attention. Some things just aren't worth arguing about. Some things just simply need to be overlooked. Another Proverb 14:29, a wise man controls his temper. He knows that anger causes mistakes. Have you ever said or done anything out of anger? Yes, we all have. When you get angry, your intelligence goes out the window. You say and do foolish things that are self-defeating. Have you ever thought about the fact that there is only one letter difference between anger and danger? When you get angry, you're in dangerous territory. You know, we start thinking emotionally. You know, you're about to hurt others and yourself with your own anger. The good news is that you don't have to let your anger get the best of you. You can choose to be a peacemaker, not a troublemaker. Follow the wise advice of Proverbs. Control your temper and stay out of arguments. You and the people you're in a relationship with will all be glad you did. You know, these devotionals that we do each week, some probably hit home more than others, but this one hits home for me. And I hope that if you're dealing with any of these things, that this helped you today. Let's pray. No, we love you so much. Thank you for these little nuggets of wisdom that you give us in Proverbs and throughout the Bible. And God, I just pray that we have the wisdom to learn from these nuggets that you give us, God. Pray that that the message today, if it hits home for anyone, will help them through some of these issues. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this call. Thank you for everyone on here. God, I pray for each and every one of them. I pray, God, that you continue to bless TTE and bless our team. And just pray that you guide us and lead us for all that you have for us. Will you lift all these devotionals and this time together up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.